Season 2, Episode 2 of What the Football. My name is Jeremy Horwath.
And I'm Chance Gardner. And
today we have a lot of Eagles news to be going over. Just everything that's going on in the preseason. Later on, we have the Patriots game and our second preseason game going on. And we just have so much to talk about. Jalen Reagor. So there's actually some trade rumors going on that has been released today. We'll touch in on that. Updated thoughts on Nick Sirianni. That's probably going to happen for a long time. Happened last week, and it's probably just going to continue to happen because it's a whole new guy. No one knew who this was in the beginning, so we're really, really worried about what's really going to happen. After that, we'll go into the injury and the roster moves that have been happening and our final roster predictions that we think would be on the first team and second team for the Eagles this year. And then moving away from the Eagles, we got to talk about these rookie quarterbacks we're getting into. This a lot of standouts and some guys that you might be worried about, but we'll have a real good discussion about that. But let's get all the Birds news out of the way. Starting off, a guy that, you know, everyone's going to have mixed opinions on how we drafted him, and not a lot of guys really liked it when we drafted Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. His training camp this year has looked really well. He's making amazing catches. We saw the catch when the Patriots came into
practice facility.
Yeah, coming to our practice facility, and Jalen Reagor did amazing. He made an amazing one-handed grab over, I think his name's Matt Jackson. It's not J.C. Jackson. He made an amazing grab over him. One-handed catch. It was incredible. It was crazy. But he did still make plays against a top-tier guy like J.C. Jackson. He made a play where he just made some sort of move, and J.C. Jackson did not know where he was at, and he got wide open. But Hurts actually threw the ball to Ertz, and, you know, it's whatever, but it showed that he got open against him. So it's really cool. Hopefully it works out. His first preseason game did not go very well, but his training camps looked good.
Whatever you take from that, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah. Whatever you take from that. What are your main thoughts on it? I know we're very excited about that catch. Everyone loved it, but go more in depth about what you really see out of Jalen Reagor so far.
Well, I wasn't too hot on him the last episode, if anybody remembers. I love Quez, and I still believe that Quez is probably, at least I would be running Quez in more, you know, formations and whatnot than Reagor. It seems like Quez, right, at least right now, I would take Quez over Reagor. And I know that's probably not going to happen because Howie's like, you know, I better get some, you know, payback from this or whatever, you know?
Right.
Like, I spent a first round pick on this and I missed out on Justin Jefferson. This man better be our wide receiver number two.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, obviously Reagor is going to get the start over Quez, but I don't think it's going to be for very long if, you know, Reagor doesn't put in the work that, you know, Quez has obviously put in. I mean, the difference between year one Quez and year two Quez is a much bigger leap than year one Reagor to year two Reagor.
Yeah, I agree. Quez just wants it more, and you can see
you
it by how he's doing.
Absolutely can see that, yeah. It's obvious that Quez wants it more.
You know, and Jalen Hurts, God, there's way too many Jalens
on
this team. Jalen Hurts has not been vocal on Jalen Reagor. He hasn't really said much about him. Nothing. He hasn't said anything bad either.
But nothing.
Again, nothing like, oh, I see how Jalen's doing, yada this, yada that. And Jalen Hurts is our guy right now. He has to be, whether you like it or not. You know, everyone knows my thoughts. But but when he talks about Quez, he even said, they asked him about Quez Watkins, and he said, well, you know, our secret's out. Everyone saw the first preseason game. Our secret is out. Our secret weapon is no longer a secret weapon anymore. Everyone knows how good this guy is. Kind of like, I love Quez Watkins, and I think he will do really well. I don't think that after that one preseason game, every team's going to be like, oh, this is the guy to watch out for. I'm almost positive not one team is thinking that way. But yes, he is a very good player that could do a lot for us. And I agree. I do think that he will take the spot over Jalen Reagor. I'm guessing Nick Sirianni is kind of going to do what Howie Roseman says. Howie Roseman says, I want you to play Jalen Reagor more because we need to get more worth out of a first-round pick. I understand that, but I mean,
even though you shouldn't be
even
doing
though
that.
You shouldn't, but are we really sure that he's going to do that? Because when you really think about it, honestly, there's some move into our next topic with Andre Dillard. he was a first-round pick for us. We traded up for him. And right now, I think it's already done with at the one preseason game. Andre Dillard has already had a minor injury with his knee in this training camp. And Jordan Mailata has been playing extremely well at left tackle. I think Mailata has that left tackle spot over Andre Dillard.
I can guarantee that.
Yeah. Even though Sirianni hasn't said it out loud or Roseman hasn't said anything, no one said anything out loud that Mailata has won this. I think it's pretty noticeable.
Yeah.
Dillard already had a minor injury. That's worrisome. He just got off a big injury. And he's been playing decent in camp. He hasn't done anything. People have noticed Mailata. He's been in the news. People have seen him do his thing. We haven't heard anything about
he's
Dillard.
He's a big guy. He's exactly. Hard to not notice.
You haven't seen anything about Andre Dillard. And honestly, I think they're going to start Mailata. Who knows? If Quez keeps on balling out and Rager, Rager's made a few crazy catches. That's his second crazy catch this training camp. Is that what's really going to fully excite me? No, it's not.
It's training camp.
It's training
I have
camp.
To see what he does
exactly.
In game to
when
be
When we
impressed.
See him in one preseason game, what happened? He did not play that well. So, yes, have high hopes for him. Cheer on this guy because we need him to do well. We used a first-round pick on him. We don't want to see him bad. But, I mean, we'll see how it goes. But with the Andre Dillard trade rumors, they just sparked up this morning is what I've really noticed. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I'm surprised we haven't thought about it before since, you know, Mailata's kind of winning this. What are we going to do with Andre Dillard? Right now, they're looking to trade him. Teams have called. And when we're looking at what we can get out of Andre Dillard, it's not much. We used a first-round pick on him 2 years ago. And when you look at it now, he is a very comparable player to Greg Little when he used to be on the Panthers. And he has only played, I looked it up, he's played 21 more snaps than Andre Dillard has in his career. He has played better than Dillard in every category. And what they got for Greg Little, and that's not even saying Greg Little was good. That means he still did not play well. He was a first-round pick. He was a former first-round pick the Panthers traded up for. They traded him, and they got a 2022 seventh-round pick.
Yeah,
a day three pick for a first round left tackle. Would you do that trade? Do you think that we should, you know, trade Dillard for a seventh round pick, or maybe if you really want to say a sixth? But that's all we're getting right now because that's what the value is at right now. They're around the same age. So would you make that trade for a sixth to seventh round pick instead of cutting him, or we'll just keep him as a decent backup? What are your thoughts on
it
all?
At this point, I would probably keep him as a backup because I think unless you can totally like write off that contract that he has like with a trade or by cutting him, which I don't think you will be able to. I think you're still, regardless if you trade him or cut him, you're gonna still be paying him a decent amount of money.
Yeah,
you might as well just keep Dillard on the roster in just in case Mailata goes down or something like that, because if you lose Mailata, then, I mean, and you don't have Dillard, who's next up at left tackle?
Yeah, exactly. And it'd probably someone like Driscoll or something like that. But no, I do get what you mean. And I would actually agree with that, too. I would keep him as a backup. You don't know what can happen in this. And, okay, this is best case, not even best case scenario, but in the eyes for Andre Dillard and us trading him, the best thing that could happen for him and us getting something actually good for him is if, say someone does go down, say Mailata or Lane Johnson, or he can even play guard. So say Amalu goes down, right?
Well, say Amalu goes down, I'd hope we'd put Driscoll in.
Probably, but okay. Say someone gets injured and Dillard comes in and he just balls out, but Mailata is still playing well. Now, we kept Andre Dillard. He has good value. And we don't need him as a backup as much anymore. Now his value's up and we can trade him. Now I hope no one gets injured and we have to deal with that.
But
best case scenario in Dillard's eyes would be if somehow we can get his trade value up. Because I do think Mailata is our guy for the long run. I really do. I think he's our left tackle for a long time. Unless he struggles this season and we get a high pick and there's some tackle that I can't think of right now that is, you know,
nobody stands out.
Like
in this
exactly. No one really
draft.
Stands out. So I would say Mailata is here for a good bit, and I don't think Dillard can take that away from this rugby player. I just don't think it's going to happen. This guy is insane. No. And I know you've been a huge fan of him, and when we talked about it before, it's not even that I really liked Dillard, but it's kind of like what we talked about before, like how Howie Roseman will want Jalen Rager.
Exactly.
You don't want to waste a first-round pick. you want to give him another shot. We got Mailata. How late?
Oh, was it late? Mailata was like a 6th round pick He played rugby. Yeah, you know,
he played for like 1 year before that, and he barely played football.
Yeah, and he has been a project through and through. But I'm so glad he's finally getting the recognition he deserves. Yeah. Because when I saw him in that open practice on August 8th, he was surrounded by the first team. You know, he was talking with Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking with Ertz and whatnot. Like, he was talking with all the first team guys or whatever. He was talking with Brandon Brooks. I saw him. I saw Dillard, too. And Dillard was just kind of walking around, not really talking with anybody. So it really seems like everybody has acknowledged that Mailata has won this job.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited because I've been saying for the longest time that he should, you know, have the shot at left tackle. Because when Jason Peters was playing, I was like, oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, breaking news with that, too. You did see Jason Peters, correct? You see where he went?
Yep, he's officially a member of the Chicago Bears now.
Do you think he just missed Nick Foles? I think that's what it was.
No, I think he just want. I'm not sure on this, but they had a left tackle that just, like, is out for the season now.
Oh, okay.
Or part of the season. And I don't know if Jason signed with the Bears before that happened or after that happened. I feel like it was before, because I made a joke like, oh, Jason Peters must have something to do with that injury or whatever. He's come for that starting spot.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for whoever's starting for the Bears. Because Jason Peters is going to let them get sacked 70 times a game.
Which we'll get into that at the end of this show. Yep. We'll talk about that Bears team. but yeah, Dillard, I think you and me both agreed on it. It's something that we don't do enough. You know?
Yeah.
And we seem to have a little bit of disagreements. But yeah, we both agree on Dillard, just got to hold on to him. Don't trade him for a 7th round pick. You're not getting anything.
No.
Honestly, what you're probably going to do is trade that 7th round pick for a 6th round pick next year. Something stupid like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not going to be like, anything. Whoa. Or it's going to be someone that we're just going to release or we're not even going to sign after the draft. You rarely find guys like that. It's not really worth it. Hold on to him. See what he can do. And we'll see what happens.
Maybe you could package deal Dillard.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
You're not really.
Yeah. Not that much. I mean... Yeah, I don't think that he would really. I mean, look at him. He has injury problems.
Yep.
Yeah, injury problems. He's not a big dude. He's more agile.
He doesn't bring strength to
it.
But
if there's an agile guy that's hurting his knee every year, if you don't have strength,
you're right.
And now you're losing your agility, what do you have?
You ain't got Jack.
You're
that's
nothing.
What.
You're nothing in this league if you don't have that. If you're a guy that's supposed to, the reason why you're good is because you're agile. And you're a lineman, and you can't keep that agility up, there's no point of you being a starter in this league. There's
goodbye.
There's no point. Exactly. I think it was dumb trading up for him in the beginning. I never saw him being that guy to be our left tackle for the future. I never saw him that way.
I didn't even see the point in getting a left tackle there, though.
I don't know.
And I like Dillard more than the Texans drafted, Titus Howard, I believe is his name.
I think it's huge, by the way.
But I did like Dillard because he is agile. And
exactly.
But now it's like we needed a linebacker at that point or a cornerback. I mean, I know we've resolved the cornerback issue now. For now. Steven Nelson is only on a one-year deal. And then who do we have after that? I mean, Slay's good.
Oh, Slay's good. Oh, no, I'm like definitely not worried about Slay. I think he's the highest paid corner in the league right now.
He's up there. That's for dang sure.
So he's making his money, but he's good. He's worth it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but then you have such a glaring weakness at cornerback, too. If God forbid, Steven Nelson goes down.
Right.
Or after this year, we just let him go. Like, who's going to play that outside cornerback number two?
Maddox can't do that.
Maddox is not that guy.
So that's second. You're not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy,
pal. You're not that guy.
And Zach McPherson's supposed to be a slot guy, too, or whatever. We have all these slot cornerbacks, and it's just like, what the heck are we thinking? So that's why I think, next year, probably 1st round pick. One will go to a corner. One will likely go to a linebacker. And then maybe wide receiver.
We need something else on offense. Again, we can get into that another time with the draft picks, but our defense is really what is the only thing that I'm decently confident in this year. I don't know too much about the defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, so we'll see how he goes, but I don't think he's the only thing that's going to make this defense good or bad. we have good players right now, but how much longer is that really going to last? Fletch is getting older. Graham, our whole entire D-line is getting older. So that's going to be worrisome soon. That's going to be some hard decisions to make.
Yeah.
That's Howie Roseman's dream.
I don't want to see Brandon Graham go, man.
No, me neither. Did you see what he said the other day, by the way?
No.
He said, I want to continue to be an Eagle. When I go on Wikipedia, I only want to see the Eagles as my team that I've been on. I was like, oh, man.
I love Brandon. I love it. When the August 8th practice, you know who everybody cheered the loudest for when they walked onto the field?
Was it Graham?
It was Brandon Graham.
Had to be, man. Everyone loves him. He's that, yeah.
Like, he got more cheers than Jalen Hurts did. And the only person that kind of rivaled him was Kelsey, but Kelsey kind of like snuck in there.
Yeah.
Like Brandon Graham came in and was like getting everybody hyped. Yeah. And Jason was just like, hey, he's here. When did he get here? Hold on. We missed him coming in. So he probably, you know, I love Kelsey. I need to get his jersey.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. He's awesome. Someone that has been making a very big impact, and my opinion just gets better and better of this guy every week, and I didn't think I'd ever say this, is Nick Sirianni. This guy has been surprising me. I'm seeing him out there. When I was just in the restroom, and I just went on Twitter, and I'm just seeing stuff about Nick Sirianni, and it's clips, and it's him coaching, and all the guys are around him and rallying around him, and this type of stuff didn't happen with Doug.
He just has that energy.
Yeah, he does.
Like, and he's not afraid to yell at you.
He's not. And
Doug Peterson was such a player's coach.
And that can work.
He was a friend, exactly. And that's another thing. Like, he was a friend to the players, but he also was a friend to, like, you know, coordinators and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think the big reason why he got fired was not only because that 2020 season sucked completely. Mm-hmm. But because when he was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, sign people or whatever to be these new coordinators to fill the roles and whatnot, those coordinators that he picked sucked.
Yeah, and they were his friends.
They were his friends. So, I mean, hopefully when he returns to the league, he has learned something like about that. Like, hey, don't pick your friends. Pick the best qualified person for the job. And that's how it should be.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's what a lot of people say. Don't mix business with family/friend. Friends go into family.
Exactly.
You don't mix that. You do, you know, you can talk to them about your business, stuff like that, but don't bring them into it. You don't want to mix that because it's not going to work out. It just doesn't work because then you're going to think, even small situations like, hey, I think I should do this. And you're going to be like, no, I wouldn't do that. They're going to be like, dude, what the hell? Like, you're my friend. Like, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
It just starts a dilemma that would not need to be started. And I know that's kind of like childish stuff, but it's also kind of childish that you're trying to bring in your best buddies to be your coaches in for your job. So, I mean,
yeah, you're out here to win a Super Bowl and whatnot, hopefully. You know, you better not be bringing in some dude that's like, yeah, I coached high school
football. What was his name? Oh, we hated him.
The wide receivers coach, is that who you're talking about?
What was his name?
I don't...
The guy that got fired by his dad.
Yeah, oh my God.
Whatever his name is. Oh my gosh. That was, I feel it was Mike something, but I don't know.
Probably.
You can look it up. I'll look it up real quick.
All right.
I don't remember exactly who that is, but the defensive coordinator too. And I can't remember their names, but I do remember that they were guys that I was not very, very happy to have them jobs. And Nick Sirianni, he came in and, you know, he hired guys that he wasn't friends with. It's guys that he's worked with and knew that you got it.
Yeah, it was Mike Groh.
Mike Groh.
Yeah.
Oh,
screw
man.
That, dude. He was terrible.
Yeah. But as I was saying, Nick Sirianni, he brought in guys. They weren't his friends, but it's guys that he's worked with in the past. Can't remember our offensive coordinator's name right now. Gannon's the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
The OC, I forget. But it's guys.
I want to say it's Aaron Moorhead, but I could be mistaken.
But it's guys that he's worked with in the past. I think it's Gannon is who he worked with in San Diego when they both were coaches for the Chargers. And it's just, you're bringing in guys that you know are going to be good, not friends that you would be like, hey, it's my friend. I'm giving him a job like Dougie P was trying to do.
Yeah.
By the way, when I talk trash on Dougie P, I was still a Dougie P guy. I love him.
Yeah, I just wish, you know.
It just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Just didn't work
out.
We
shouldn't have gotten rid of Wentz and Dougie.
No. One or the other.
That's a whole nother.
Hey, that wasn't even the issue. It wasn't even the issue with them two, because, you know, we've seen Doug Peterson appear at every other camp besides ours, it feels like. He went to Chicago with his buddy Matt Nagy and started working out with Nick Foles.
Yep.
And then a couple days later went to Indianapolis, hung out with Frank Reich and Carson Wentz for a little bit. What the hell is this about?
He just I think it's Howie, man.
It is Howie. It's Howie. Howie's the issue, and don't let this offseason fool anyone.
He might have had a great offseason this year, but let's not forget the past
everything
six
else
or seven.
That he's done. But your like full thoughts on Nick Sirianni, like is he just every week, he's not really impressing you, but he's getting you to think a little bit higher of him. Like, hey, maybe you're getting a little bit more confidence in the guy, or is he going the other way for you?
I will tell you this. I'm definitely way more confident in Sirianni than when I first saw him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like his press conferences and whatnot.
God.
Because he just says the same thing over and over again.
Attack.
Like, he attack fundamentals. You know, like...
Terrible.
But, all, like, on the field and, like, training with, like, the... Like, that's his element. I don't think he cares about, like, the media aspect, which he shouldn't.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be really caring about, you know, his media aspect. What I see on the field is a different Sirianni than the one we see sitting next to Howie Roseman talking, you know. So I hope one of these days, like, you know, obviously if this year doesn't pay off, we don't fire Sirianni right away. Like, I'm at that point where, like, I want to see a year two out of Sirianni.
Right.
Like, before I was like, oh, if we suck this year, whatever, say goodbye to Sirianni.
Yeah, just, yeah.
But I do like where he's going. I do like, if his play calling is good and he shows, like, that he's not going to be, like, you know, like a Freddie Kitchens type deal or whatever, you know. But that was such a mistake by the Browns to hire Freddie Kitchens. But yeah, I mean, I like Sirianni now. I really do.
I'm not going to say I don't like him. I do like him. This is what we've been saying about a lot of players. Even one preseason game can't totally change my mind about the guy. Yeah, he did play calling, and he didn't do anything bad. His play calling was pretty decent.
It was spot on. Man.
It wasn't. He didn't do anything stupid. He didn't do anything extra, you know. But he doesn't need to. That's not football. You don't need to do extra stuff to make you look better. Just like how Jalen Reagor's one hand catch doesn't make him look like a fantastic wide receiver. It made him make a good play. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just how it's gonna be.
Exactly.
So we'll see as the year goes on. I can't say that I'm already confident that I want him to have a year two. I'm not very okay with giving a coach 1 year to prove everything either. So I probably would say no matter for the most part, we're going to give him a second chance. Unless this man goes like 1-15.
Yeah. Then it's like, all right, get out of here.
Then it's like, all right. But I don't think that this team is at least decently talented enough that we're not going to be that bad. And I don't think any coach could make us that bad. I don't think you bring in any coach. I don't think they're going to make us one.
Yeah, this is a decent roster.
It's a very decent team. It's nothing special,
with high upside, I'd say.
Yes, exactly. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, Nick Sirianni changing a lot of minds so far. I'm just seeing a lot of clips, and he's just looking good, man. I like it. I like it when he's getting
fun
in players' faces. Yeah, he does. He does. Also, he looks fun, and he looks hardworking. He's really going at it, and I like it. This is what we need.
And he jokes around with the players, too. Like, I saw a clip where Miles Sanders was mic'd up for the practice.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Miles is pranking him and whatnot. I forget exactly what he said, but I don't know if you remember.
I didn't see the thing with Nick Sirianni, but I saw him mic'd up. And they made a one-minute-long video of him just saying, hey, yo, I'm mic'd up. Don't talk to me. Hey, don't talk to me. Don't say nothing messed up, man. I'm mic'd up. Hey, man, I'm mic'd up for a minute straight.
You gotta go and warn everybody if you're mic'd up, man.
Yeah, and then he was like, yo, Dallas, no one wants to talk to me, man. Like, I'm all mic'd up. Dallas came up and he's like, I'll talk to you, man. And he's like, oh, thanks, man. So yeah, that mic'd up. I love the mic'd up things. They're hilarious.
Oh my god, it's the best.
All right, but where we can get into now is some injuries and roster moves going on for the Eagles this year. We already know about Devontae Smith, but when the Patriots came to the practice facility, we saw him in pads. He was fully padded up. Hey, as long as he's back by week one, I'm happy. He's doing his thing. If they don't play him against the Patriots,
I'd be
it's
fine.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, we are recording this on Thursday before the game. It get posted Saturday.
So we don't know.
So we don't know what's happening yet. That's okay. I mean, you guys are still enjoy the show. Just act like the game didn't happen.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
But yeah, we'll see if they play him. I don't think they will. I think they're really going to sit him out and, like, maybe the third preseason game, give him a drive. Let him run some routes.
Honest to God, I don't even know how I feel.
I wouldn't even put him in a preseason game. I'd let him do training camp to 100%
yes,
that he can.
But not
let
preseason.
Him go fully in. Preseason, I wouldn't really play him. If you really want to push one drive so him and Hurts can get at least, like, one drive of chemistry and be like, this is how it's going to work in a game, I guess. I don't think one drive is really going to change much, but I wouldn't be upset if they gave him one drive because it'd be exciting. I would love to see Devontae on the Smith, even if it's for one drive. So that's what's going to happen. So Devontae Smith, he's an injury that's going on right now. And some other things that happened. First, we'll go over Kerryon Johnson.
What a shame.
A very under-the-radar pickup in the offseason.
Which I like because Kerryon was a beast, but he just had injury problems for the Lions. And, well...
And he came to us, and he got his injury problem, and now he got passed over waivers. No longer on the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a nice run. Appreciate
see you,
man.
My dude.
Call you another Tim Tebow, because that's what happened to Tebow. Well, he didn't get injured. Tim Tebow just didn't make the team.
Yeah, Tim Tebow was just bad.
Yeah. But, Kerryon Johnson not here. And that one, I was like, you know what? It's fine, because now I like other guys more than him anyway. Like, I want Miles Sanders getting all the carries. But I want to see Jordan Howard be the guy to try and run through guys. And I want to see Kenneth Gainwell on that damn field, too. Because I love that guy. Yeah. Do you think it's a big loss that we lost Kerryon Johnson?
To be perfectly honest with you, I mean, no. Not really. I mean, Miles Sanders is pretty much Kerryon, I feel like. And then the aspects, like, you know, Gainwell also has the receiving ability that Kerryon had. And then we have Jordan Howard. And, you know, we have that depth perfectly. I mean, we have Boston Scott still.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a really crowded running room. And to be perfectly honest with you, if I had to, like, I wouldn't want to lose Boston Scott. I wouldn't want to lose Gainwell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to lose Adrian Killens. I wouldn't want to lose Jordan Howard or Miles Sanders.
We have a lot of running backs.
We do have a lot of running backs. And I unfortunately, it's like, well, that saved us the decision.
Yeah.
You know, to have, you know, so.
It happens.
It happens. It's football.
The one that I think you and me are a little bit more upset about was the Tyree Jackson injury.
Yep.
Going to be out for 8 to 10 weeks. He's a tight end, and he looked like he was going to make the team, honestly. He was
one of the best in practice and, like, training and whatnot.
He's been doing awesome. Really well, and he comes down with an injury. I don't remember exactly what it was. I don't know if you do.
Hey, he fractured his back. I don't know where. I think it was mid to lower back that he fractured. It was... pretty rough. From what I heard, he got multiple dudes like fell on top of him or he landed on it wrong.
Yeah, and he's gonna be at 8 to 10 weeks. But they didn't do the same thing that they did with Kerryon. Kerryon got released and everything, and he's not on the team anymore. They haven't done that with Tyree Jackson at least yet. And if they haven't done it already, I'm assuming they're not going to.
Yeah,
I think they really like what they saw out of him, so they want to keep him. And when he comes back, that'll be a nice day. Do we still have Richard Rodgers too?
We do. I think he's even better than Richard Rodgers though. Like
maybe I like our tight end room a lot.
It's a great tight end room. And maybe we'll convert Arthego Whiteside to tight end.
That's the only way he's going to stay on this team. Honestly, that'll bring us right to it because that was all the injuries. Final roster predictions. I do want to hand this off mostly to you, but as you just said, J.J. Arthego, do you think Arthego is someone that's even going to make this team? Because there's a lot of rumors saying he might not.
I don't think he should make the final roster, to be completely honest with you, but I think we will likely keep him. I know our first three. I mean, it's obvious. Smith,
yep.
Rager,
yep.
I am imagining Watkins is going to take that three.
Yeah, he's gonna be yep.
And then probably
Fulgham.
I think we're probably leaning more towards Ward over Fulgham, from what I've seen in practice and whatnot. Greg Ward and Quez are likely going to be vying for that three spot. I would imagine like Quez is going to come in on stuff. You know, that needs a little bit more speed.
Yeah, he's going to be more of the outside guy to fill in, and Greg Ward's going to be more of that slot guy that's not really extremely fast, but
he's quick.
That's different. He's not fast, he's quick. That is a total difference. He can
Quez
make
has
moves
the long
faster.
Speed.
Exactly.
I if they ran the 40-yard dash side by side, Quez would smoke Ward.
Oh my gosh.
But in the 3-cone drill or something like that, I think Ward would, you know, probably win that.
Right.
You know, he's just I guess lateral movement is the terminology that works there. So yeah, and then Fulgham's like the fourth kind of guy. Fifth, I mean, you may be talking about Arthego Whiteside.
Well no. So Fulgham and Ward are the fourth and fifth.
Fourth and fifth, yeah.
So a sixth guy, I can't see us getting much more than six.
Yeah, I think
so. Maybe Arthego, but
nobody else has really you know, stood out for me, though. I mean,
no one has stood out, but you are. There's one other guy that could have that spot over him.
And who would that be?
If you're forgetting about someone,
Fast. Oh, John Hightower.
Hightower still on this team. He's struggling.
He is absolutely.
He
struggling.
Has one
right.
struggle.
One. Catching the freaking
ball. But it's the most
ball.
Important yeah. one. Is catching that
like
ball.
He needs open. To work on that. He just needs to stand in front of the jugs machine and just catch passes for 24 hours straight. No breaks. Just catch passes. Get used to it. They need to put some stickum on his gloves.
Because he would be good. Because honestly, I could see if he could catch a ball like Quez could, they're very similar players. These guys are deep threats that get open down the field, 50 yards down, and Jalen Hurts just have to make the throw. That's it. That's all Hightower does. He's not the best route runner. The guy just sent him out on a streak, and he's going to pass the guy. You know what I mean? That's kind of what Hightower is. And maybe he would be a nice fill-in for an outside role. Or I think a Whiteside, the only way I can really see him fitting on this team, or he should fit on this team, legit, like we joke around about it, but is being a tight end. I legit, or no, I think I have to say it. Not a, just a receiving tight end. He's not even a terrible blocker.
No, he's not.
He can block.
He can block better than Ertz.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put him. I guess he would be able to help on a double team on a D end, or he could maybe deal with a line like a smaller linebacker. I don't know, but yeah, I think he'd be receiving tight end, our fifth. No, see, this guy does not fit on the team.
He really doesn't.
But the thing is, he's going to because he was a second round pick, and you can't waste it. And I would have to agree with it. I have to. And maybe you find a way to get seven receivers on the roster if they don't want to give up Hightower, which honestly I'd be okay with giving up Hightower. We have so many other guys.
I mean, we could protect him on the practice squad.
Yeah, exactly. But someone might just snag him from us.
Well, if you protect them, I think.
Oh, you can do a protect on the practice squad?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
Oh.
You can pick up the four people and protect them.
Oh, interesting. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because last year we protected Adrian Killens at one point.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Which was a good move because I love Adrian Killens.
Yeah, I know you do. But look at him in our running back. Yeah, this line still goes into it. Our running back room, you got Miles, you got Jordan Howard. Those are the two main guys right there.
That's what
I would say, different reasons. And then Kenneth Gainwell is kind of going to be like our receiving back. That'll get a few carries. Boston Scott's still there.
Yep.
And he's been good for us, okay? Every time that Miles gets injured, he comes in and he does his job, all right? He's not a star running back. He's not a starter on any team. He kind of reminds me of, oh, man, who's the backup behind Zeke in Dallas?
Tony Pollard.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of like a Tony Pollard.
He does.
You know what I mean?
Just Tony can actually make a spin move that's slightly fast.
But that's four running backs that I think are already above Killens. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
That'd be five running backs, and they might do it. I don't know if Killens can be but maybe they'll protect him in the practice squad again.
They might, yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe they'll put him on special teams, and that man can come down and try and hit stick someone. I don't know what they're going to try
to do. I mean, he's got the speed to be a gunner, yeah. But I don't know if he's got the weight or the will to hit somebody.
I don't know, but that'd be a lot of running backs. With the offensive line, if you look at it, right now, our starting line, and I don't think it's really a question anymore. The only one that's questionable, somewhat, even
is Samalu.
I would say Mailata and Dillard.
Yeah.
But I'm 99% sure it's going to be Mailata. Left guard, Samalu. I think he just has the start already.
I think he'll start the season, but I think at one point we'll probably end up replacing him with Dickerson.
You think so?
I think.
Could be.
I think we'll get maybe four or five games down the stretch, and we'll see. You know, we'll start. I think we're going to rotate Dickerson in on that left guard spot occasionally, and then by like week six, he'll probably be taking over.
I don't know, because I think Sam Mallett would play really bad for them to take him out, like really bad. I don't know. They might not, though. They might just want to try it. Landon Dickerson was a second-round pick, so they might even just try it. And then center, you got Kelsey.
Yep.
Guard, you got Brooks. Tackle, you got Johnson. That's just how it's going to be, that right side. As long as they're all healthy and they're going to all come back from injury fine. That's an elite right side of the line. That's crazy. And then the depth isn't that bad. If you have Dillard, and we'll say Dickerson's the backup for now, but either one, even if Samalu is a backup, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a phenomenal backup. So them two guys, Driscoll, I don't like Matt Pryor. I don't know if he's still on the team or not, but
no,
I hate
he's
Matt
still
Pryor.
Yeah, he's still there, but I think he's taking third team reps.
Wow.
I think Opetta is taking second team snaps for at least right guard from what I've seen.
That's okay with me.
I saw them put Driscoll in at guard at one point.
Driscoll has played guard. He can play guard and tackle.
I was like, okay, all right.
Which is awesome.
I liked that. It's really hard to absolutely determine this Eagles like exact second team or whatever. And then, you know, because I like Driscoll at right tackle more than anybody else for second team at least.
Right.
And then right guard, I'd probably take Opetta. So, and then third team, our second team center is likely Nate Herbig.
Yeah, or they might even do Dickerson because he has played center.
That's true.
But Herbig and Dickerson would, you know, flip-flop.
Yeah, depending on
whatever they want to do, which they'll figure that out.
And then third team left tackle, I couldn't even imagine who would be.
They probably won't even have another one. Yeah. I don't know.
And then obviously we have Matt Pryor still. And that's really all I can think about.
Yeah, me too.
I saw some new names at the practice, but I was like, I don't know who you people are.
Yeah, they haven't shown anything where we're going to be really excited about it. So that's kind of our offense, the QB room. And I still cannot believe Jalen Hurts is not announced as QB1 yet. Joe Flacco is doing something, which we'll get into more later. Joe Flacco is doing a lot of the same things that Andy Dalton is doing. This guy thinks that he should be the starter and that I don't understand why Philly, if they knew Joe Flacco coming in, signing that contract was going to act this way. They had negotiations with him, and Joe Flacco said, I'm going for the starting role. That's what's going to happen. I'm good enough. I'm better than Jalen Hurts. Like, that's what they came in knowing, and they were still like, all right, cool. Like, maybe they just wanted to give Jalen Hurts competition and make him feel that way.
Why?
But why? Because we saw how it worked out with Carson, and it didn't work out well. Carson and Jalen are two totally different players, and Jalen will probably take it and be like, fine, I'll prove to you again that I'm better than you. I guess that's what's happening, but it just calls for – it's weird. Because we know Jalen's going to start day one, but like,
they don't announce it.
They won't announce it, and that makes it really fishy.
I swear to God, though, if I see Flacco week one starting opening drive, I'm turning off the TV, and I'm not watching the Eagles.
I want Sudfeld as QB2. I want him above Flacco.
We don't have Sudfeld anymore.
You got rid of Sudfeld?
He's on the 49ers. It's Nick Mullins.
Oh, yeah, we got Mullins. I'd rather Mullins over Flacco,
yes,
too.
Yes, I know, exactly.
I would, too. I forgot we had Mullins. I like that. That's a nice backup. That's a good backup.
It's a good. But I just don't understand the Eagles' logic with these backup quarterbacks, though. Because Jalen, I mean, I would imagine Jalen's number one. I mean, there's no way he's not. It's just they haven't made it official yet, which is mind-boggling. But Jalen's kind of that, like, you know, scrambling improviser kind of get out the pocket, kind of move it guy. Flacco?
This guy.
That man is so slow. He's faster than Flacco.
He can't even get out of the pocket before a two-man blitz comes in. They'll send two D tackles, and the tackles still get there before he even tries to run out of the pocket. My God.
He tried to roll out in the preseason game and somebody just snagged him from the back. Yeah. It's like Tom Brady. But Tom Brady's faster than Flacco more than likely.
Saying something.
So I just don't understand why you didn't get people on this roster. Like, I feel like Tyrod Taylor would have been perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously people be like, hey, Tyrod's been a starter before. You could make the argument and be like, hey, Tyrod.
He wants to start. Tyrod wants to start. He's in Houston right
now.
And
I'd be okay if Tyrod started, like, to be completely
honest with you. I agree with you.
Like, I feel like that man has never been given a chance before. So, I mean, so as much as I love Hurts, I don't love Hurts, but I, you know, he was a second round pick. You know, you have to start him.
Man, we've said that a lot.
But Tyrod has never really gotten his fair shake. He was replaced in Buffalo. And then he went to the Browns and was replaced by Baker. And then he went to
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Angels, and then he got punctured in the lung by the team doctor. How does that happen? I mean, it worked out for the Chargers because Herbert's amazing. He's better than Burrow.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where Tyrod is now.
Houston.
He's in Houston.
Houston signed, I think, four quarterbacks, and he's the number one, I'm pretty sure.
Didn't they draft Jamie Newman, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
No.
Was it? It was some...
Because I think we picked him up for a second and we dropped him. We picked up someone and we dropped him right away.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But I know Tyrod is that QB1 right now. They did draft the quarterback late round. I do know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It wasn't that late. It was like a third or a fourth.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But, yeah, Tyrod Taylor, he wants to start, and he went to one of the worst teams to do it. I think he knew that the Deshaun Watson situation was kind of, you know, taking a toll on Houston, and he came in and he's going to start. I think this is only going to hurt his career. I don't think anyone can make this team look good. Deshaun Watson is a top five quarterback, and he doesn't make this team look good. I highly doubt Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the Texans took quarterback David Mills with pick number 67. So that's their first pick in the third round.
Yeah, wow.
So that was pretty high up.
I don't even know that guy. I don't even know where he's from.
He was from Stanford.
Stanford, really?
Stanford, yeah.
Last good quarterback out of there was Luck.
Yeah. And then before then, no
one. No one. Yeah, it's just been Luck. So, yeah, someone that I want to talk about real quick is this guy. Ever since we drafted him, I was always hype about it. I think he was a fifth-round pick. It might have been a fourth. A safety. You know who I'm going here?
Kayvon.
This guy, he's had a pretty good training camp. He's been doing pretty well. And what I love to see, this guy trash talks. Did you see what he was saying to Cam Newton?
No, I didn't see him.
Oh, my gosh. You need to look this up after the show.
I do.
He was talking trash on Cam Newton the entire time the Patriots came to our facility. He was talking so much trash. He'd miss a pass and he'd talk trash. I forget exactly what he was saying, but he was legit making fun of him the entire time. And it was freaking hilarious. And Jalen Hurts, after the game, was commenting and was like, you know, like, I love Cam. He's always been an inspiration to me. And Kayvon Wallace in the middle of practice is still going, yeah, killer Cam, huh? Killer, you missing that pass, killer Cam. Like, just making fun the whole time. I'm sure it was all play, love. I don't think it was anything he was serious about. But Kayvon Wallace is an absolute beast. I hope he can get some reps going. That could be our safety for a long time. I can't believe he fell so far in that draft. This guy is an absolute stud.
He's dedicated to Philly because he has an entire tattoo on his back. I'll show it. That's a full back tattoo
That's a full back
tattoo. He is dedicated, and I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
I hope one day he, like, you know, he turns into a top safety.
I mean, hey, Jalen Mills got green hair for us, and he left us.
Yeah. Well, he didn't really have a choice in leaving us. We just kind of was like, we got other guys.
I can't wait to see him.
And now
tonight.
He's a Patriot, so we might see him Thursday night.
We will.
And I swear to God, if he picks off Jalen Hurts.
Jalen to Jalen. Just the wrong one. Oh, my gosh.
I want to see Jalen Rager catch a pass over Jalen Mills thrown by Jalen Hurts.
Oh, my gosh. Please stop.
The trifecta of Jalen's.
All right. Moving on. You think Eagles news are pretty much done because they don't have any rookie quarterbacks, which we're going over right now. We saw a lot of debuts last week for the first preseason game, and man, were some of them very exciting to see. I honestly like all of the first round quarterbacks besides Mac Jones. You know, I like all of them, and I saw all their drives. I watched them all because, I don't know, just rookies are awesome, man. I love seeing it. I want to see, like, their, you know, it's
so,
like, first impressions. It's
so
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it is so cool. And I kind of have guys that I kind of ranked who I liked and who I didn't like the most. Number one, I'd have to go with Justin Fields. This guy went completely off in his debut. I don't know if you saw it.
He looked amazing,
He looked incredible. Again, preseason game, not going to get too hyped, but I'm going to take it into account because it's all we've seen so far. He played really well, had a touchdown pass, and he just played really well. And he's proving people wrong because he wasn't one of the top quarterbacks everyone saw. Even us, we compared him to, like, Jalen Hurts. Like, we were in season one of What the Football, we were saying I wanted to draft Justin Fields at that time. And you were like, well, what's really the difference between the two? They're very similar, which they are. But Fields just played really well. But second in my eyes, it's everyone hates this guy. I'm the only believer in this guy, I feel like, in the world. Jets, the only one that other person believes in is Robert Saleh. That's it. Is Zach Wilson had an incredible debut. He was throwing tight spirals into coverage and still guys able to make the grab. He made some great passes to Denzel Mims. Dude, this guy went off, and his training camp looked bad. And everyone's calling him a bust, But I'm telling you right now, Zach Wilson is the truth. He didn't play as well as Justin Fields, but that's because Justin Fields did some magical shit, all right? But Zach Wilson played extremely well. But I want to hear your thought. Oh, man, I see you, man.
I'm not going to take away anything from that. Like, Zach Wilson did play good, you know, but like you've been saying, it's preseason.
Yes.
You know?
I agree.
And he didn't show off, like, yes, he had tight spirals and he was throwing in a good coverage and whatnot.
Which is what he's been known for in college.
But, yeah, but he wasn't, at least I didn't see any, like, anticipatory throws on that. Like, that's really what I wanted to see from him. I'm not saying that he hadn't, you know, he might not have had the opportunity to make those anticipatory throws, but he just wasn't, you know, wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
I still think, yeah, probably he had the second best, you know, debut of them. I don't think it was Trevor. You know, Trevor, I have Trevor as my four, I'd say. I have Trey Lance at my three. I'd say Trey Lance, you know, he's raw talent.
Yeah.
And if anybody's going to mold him into being a top quarterback, it's Kyle Shanahan.
I agree.
You know? And he unloaded like an 80-yard bomb down the field. And that is impressive. Like, you can throw 15 to 20-yard balls in a practice or in a preseason anytime you want. I mean, yes, it's, you know, Wilson was throwing the tight spirals and whatnot, and it looked good. But that level of talent, that level of, you know, hey, this guy, if he puts two and two together and takes the next step, I mean, he's got the physical traits to be a top five quarterback one day. And I think he will likely reach that with, you know, as part of the 49ers. I don't trust the Jets organization to mold Wilson into what he's going to be. I mean, we don't even know how good Robert Saleh is. And I love Robert Saleh, but that is a defense-focused team.
He is.
I mean, that D-line is amazing, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Wilson has to work harder than I'd say Trey Lance has to.
100%.
And I don't know about that. You know, it's the Jets. They're going to lose a lot of games. Let's see how he keeps that.
Yeah.
You know, once he starts to really lose and whatnot. And I think, you know, Trey Lance is going to be like, I don't think the 49ers are going to start Trey Lance week one.
Hell no.
I think it's going to be Garoppolo.
They're sticking with Jimmy G.
I think it's going to be Garoppolo through the first 4 weeks. And then Trey's going to come in and.
I don't see them benching Jimmy G until he gets injured. Because you know what happens with Jimmy G? Even though he doesn't play that well, the 49ers team is so good that they get wins. When he first went there and they kept on winning and winning, he wasn't even playing extremely well. It's just that the team around him was just playing really well and they were getting wins.
It's such a good team.
So his win-loss record looks really good, and that's what everyone's saying. Like, oh my God, ever since he came, he's played so well. The 49ers can start off and go 6-0, and you're going to take out the quarterback? They're not going to do that. They're not. They're not. And that's probably what's going to happen. Only way I see Trey Lance starting past half this year is if Jimmy G gets injured. That's all I can really see. Unless Jimmy G comes out and he throws zero touchdowns or one touchdowns and gets 2 to 3 picks a game. I mean, yeah, if he plays really bad, obviously.
They, in the 2019 championship, when they beat the Packers to go to the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, do you know how many times Jimmy Garoppolo threw the ball?
Barely threw the ball.
Six times. Yep. Six. They do not need a quarterback to throw the ball in that system.
They don't, but they're not gonna. There's a saying, don't fix it if it's not broken, and that's what's gonna happen. The team's not broken.
I would absolutely put Lance. Look, I mean, if you're having close games and whatnot, you know, like say you're winning, right? It's week six. You're 3-3, 4-2. I'd put, and you're like. If you're not blowing people out, I'm like, okay, it's time to try the Trey Lance experiment because these games are getting too close. We need to see if we can put it in another gear to secure our place in this division. That's crazy good.
Right. See, something we don't know for the most part is we don't know that this is important. Leadership's important, and we don't know how much leadership that Trey Lance really has, but we know Jimmy G does. Everyone has respect. He does. Everyone has respect for Jimmy G in that locker room. And when they're out on the field, they're going to listen to Jimmy G. Like, even though he might not be the best quarterback,
they'll listen to him up until he starts losing games for them.
But is that going to happen? Is this team, this team's too good for that to happen?
Yeah, I guess you're
right.
That's
what's happened to him since he came here. Since he came, I don't know why I'm saying here. Why, when he came to San Francisco, that's just how it's been happening. But even more, when you were talking about, so you think Trey Lance had a better, just this game, you think Trey Lance had a better game than Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Interesting.
Trevor didn't do anything that impressed me.
Yeah, but Trey Lance showed a lot to not impress you.
But he, no.
He made that one deep ball. I know that's all you like.
But he looked like he was, like, Trevor, you know what you're getting, right? Yes. And his first preseason snap, he got sacked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Trevor Lawrence had maybe, I think, two completions that game. One of them was, yeah, everybody
have two,
like,
completions? No way.
I'll look it up right now, but I'm pretty sure.
No, because he was in for, dude, he was in for like a quarter, wasn't he?
No, I think.
I thought he was in for a couple drives.
I swear, Trey Lance didn't play that much.
Yes, I like that deep ball, but he made a lot of passes that did not look good. Trey Lance made a lot of passes that didn't look good.
You're right on that.
That worries me. And yes, I like that 80-yard ball that he had. Yeah, it was impressive as hell. That was a nice deep ball. But it is also worrisome when there's simple passes that you should be able to make. Same things like that happened with Jalen Hurts. Like, there's passes that he should have made the other week, but he still looked okay.
Who'd they play against in that preseason game? Was it the Browns?
Oh, God, you don't remember that well. It's not that important anyway.
And I should have looked this up earlier or whatever.
We can all agree that Mac Jones was last.
Yeah, Mac Jones was absolutely last.
Yeah, and not even that it was, like, terrible. We haven't really seen a lot, but yeah, I think Mac Jones is probably last, and the other guys just played better than him, and that's just how it's going to be. Trey Lance and Trevor Lawrence, sure, you can flip off them between 3 and 4, but 1, 2, and 5 is pretty damn settled. I think Fields and Wilson were the top two, which I don't think anyone saw Zach Wilson being that well, and I hope that he goes off so I can look better. If I can, dude, I've had some bad takes on What the Football recently.
I have too.
And if I have Zach Wilson being a really good quarterback, oh man, I look like a genius. So let's hope it stays that way.
For your sake.
So we are already at the 52-minute mark. So what we're going to kind of do to end this show is there is something that's really bothering me. Oh. And it's the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields is an extremely good quarterback, but... Oh, that was a fail. But Andy Dalton is over here thinking that he's the QB1, and he really actually is. He's right. Why is Andy Dalton starting? They brought him in because they weren't sure if they were going to be able to draft someone like Justin Fields.
And he magically fell right into their laps.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but Andy Dalton is here, and there's interviews with him saying, I'm the QB1, and he's like, you know, I know how much hype Justin Fields has. I know he's playing well and everything. But what he said is, it's my time. What do you mean it's your time, dude?
You had your time with the Bengals, old man.
Go back to Dallas or something, man. I was fine when you were starting there. that's something I had to get off my chest. Andy Dalton's really frustrating me when quarterbacks do that. Like, that's why it's frustrating me when Joe Flacco does this. Like, you need to know your place.
Yeah.
Flacco doesn't know his place.
Nope.
Dalton doesn't know his place. Other backup, Nick Mullins knows. He's in here. He's like, yeah, I'm the QB3. It's whatever. Yeah.
I'll do my job. I'm here to hold the clipboard.
And you know what? And he's going to help this team. It might be very minor, but he's going to, if we do really well, if you're part of this team, you helped.
If you're on the roster and we get a ring, you get a ring too.
Think of something like this, right? So right now he's taking QB3 reps, right? He's playing with the third team. Yep. Say there's a third. Say John Hightower is working with third string the whole time, and he's the one giving Hightower them reps. And say Hightower has a breakout season. Well, Mullen started that. He was helping in the beginning. Yep. Like, anything can really help. Know your place. Dalton should be taking that leadership role and being like, you know what, Fields, I know you're the guy now. You're gonna be the guy in Chicago. Let me help you. Don't be the enemy of this guy. What are you doing?
And don't have the Bears social media saying, oh yeah, Dalton, QB1 has spoken, yes, stuff like that. Like,
that is terrible. That is terrible.
Because you know that came from, like, the higher-ups or whatever. Like, whoever's, you know, typing the stuff, the tweets out on Twitter or whatever didn't come up with that.
Nope.
That came from, you know, whoever makes the final shot in that, whether it's the GM or the owner.
Right.
You know, they, for some reason, they're trying to push the fact that, hey, Andy Dalton might be the guy.
Terrible.
And it's not the correct decision.
Poor Nick Foles.
I'd say maybe, yeah, poor Nick Foles. I'd say maybe it'd be like, hey, you know, Dalton gets to start for like week one, week two. Or
right, and then he, first game he plays bad, then take him out. But it looks like they're rolling with this guy.
Yeah, it looks like they have a plan to start him all 17 games this season.
Dude,
it's
if I don't see Fields start at least half these games.
Boy.
What do you know, though? Maybe Andy Dalton's been having an amazing training camp. What do you know? Watch, this guy,
maybe he's
this guy is
going to
come
fire.
Out and win MVP this year, I swear.
The red rifle is back.
Yeah, dude,
know?
It's going to be something like that.
And then Justin Fields is going to be out here requesting for a trade or something because he's, man, I just can't beat Andy Dalton out for this team. I got to get out of here. I got to go to the Eagles or something.
I think that's going to wrap up today's show. Thank you, everyone, for joining. So much stuff going on with DSM Media. We're very hyped to be a part of it. If you are in the Philadelphia area, come to the open practice August 22nd. Free beer, free pizza, just so much going on. Nice tailgate, raffling off a Devontae Smith jersey. Who wouldn't want a Devontae Smith jersey for free? All you got to do is show up, put your name in a raffle, pick it out, boom, maybe you get one. Why not? It doesn't hurt.
Go for it.
I want one.
I just want mine for us to give away
not
that long ago.
Yeah, there
so,
you go.
I mean.
So just come out and support. We're all going to be there. We'll have a show. We're going to be interviewing people. If you guys want to be part of the show, we'll be interviewing, seeing your guys' thoughts, having your voice heard on DSM Media. It would be awesome. But thank you guys all for joining. Chance, you got anything else to say?
Nope.
All right. Yep. These will be posted every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Thank you guys for watching. This has been What the...